Continuing on through a brief series of homilies about the Holy Eucharist, last week we spoke about the Eucharist as presence. Jesus is really and substantially present in the Holy Eucharist. Today I'd like to focus in on the concept of the Eucharist as memorial. One of the clear commandments that Jesus gave us, He gave to us on the night of the Last Supper, when He said, "Do this in memory of Me." The Church has taken this commandment with utmost seriousness from the very first days until now, and will do so until the end of time. His commandment to do this in memory of Me, to establish a memorial of what has happened. Now, when we think of that word memorial, we may have a certain concept in mind. The biblical concept is going to be more expansive than that. Right? We think of a memorial to war veterans, or those who have died in action, and we go to remember them, the sacrifice that they made, the circumstances that led to that. And this is a very good thing. It helps us not take for granted where we are. It helps us be filled with gratitude. So this is an aspect of what it means when we talk about memorial in a theological sense. But there is something more. The Catechism tells us that in the sense of sacred scripture, the memorial is not merely the recollection of past events, but the proclamation of the mighty works wrought by God for men. In the liturgical celebration of these events, they become in a certain way present and real. This is how Israel understands its liberation from Egypt. Every time Passover is celebrated, the Exodus events are made present to the memory of believers so that they may conform their lives to them. Okay, so when the people of Israel celebrate the Passover, which was the perpetual memorial that the Lord established for them after that great event of the Exodus, they remember, but also the event is made present to them in that memorial. Just so, for us as Christians, we have the same concept at work when we come to the Holy Mass and in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is a memorial which makes present the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. So the Catechism continues, "In the New Testament, this memorial takes on a new meaning. When the Church celebrates the Eucharist, she commemorates Christ's Passover, and it is made present. The sacrifice offered once for all on the cross remains ever present. As often as the sacrifice of the cross by which Christ our Passover has been sacrificed is celebrated on the altar, the work of our redemption is carried out." So, when we're speaking of the Eucharist as memorial, we can have these two aspects in mind. The purpose of the memorial is twofold. We remember with thanksgiving, and we make present the mighty works of God. We are present at the very event itself by which our salvation has come to pass. So last week, in fact, we did speak about one aspect or one sense in which Christ is present, His true substantial presence in the Eucharist. Later on, I'll talk a little bit more about how that presence is specifically related to the sacrifice of the cross. So we will get to that. The Eucharist is the memorial, the making present of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for us. But given today's gospel, perhaps we'll focus on the other aspect of memorial, right? Today's gospel is a clear reminder of the logic behind giving thanks. And by the way, the Greek word for Eucharist, Eucharistein, means to give thanks. That's what we do here at Mass. It's our right response to encountering God. It's the right response to our recognition of the privilege that it is to exist and to be in His presence, to give thanks. So the Mass is the great thanksgiving. In other words, we're giving thanks to God for all that He has given us, and more importantly, for the fact that He remains with us. And so the Mass, the Eucharist as a memorial, is remembering the mighty works of God and being moved in our heart of hearts to true gratitude and expressing that in our praise, in our prayer. What has God given us? What is it that He has done? What are the mighty works that He has wrought? It's a good question for us to pose to ourselves from time to time and meditate on what God has done. For all of us, He's given us the gift of life. He's given us our human capacities of intellect, of will, the ability to love. God has given us His law. He's given us purpose and meaning for our lives. He extends to us His mercy. We could go on and on about all of the things that God has offered and given and done for all of us in general, but also then in particular, right? How has God responded to your needs, answered your prayers many times before you even expressed them, other times in ways that you would not have imagined but were much better than what you had even hoped for? God has done so much for us. He has given us so much. And our right response is thanksgiving. Above all things, God has given us His only begotten Son, Jesus, who has been sacrificed for us. He has given His Son to you and me, His very life, made the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate self-gift, so that you and I might have life. Every time we come to Mass, we are trying to allow our hearts to be flooded with this memory, with this realization of all that God has done for us. And what should our response be as we recognize all that God has done for us? Well, naturally, it should be abundant thanksgiving, just overflowing gratitude, to return to Him with deep and humble praise. Now we see in today's gospel that only happened in the life of 1 out of 10. 1 of the 10 that Jesus healed. And I don't think in the context there was any doubt where the power of healing came from. They knew that it was Him. They knew that Jesus had brought about this miracle in their lives. But only 1 out of 10 returned to Him. Now please note, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about how salutary, how good thanksgiving is for us, it's not something that God, in a strict sense, needs. It is just and fitting. It's not something that God needs in order to keep up His own self-esteem, right? God is perfect in Himself, right? Not in the least does He need our praise. Thanksgiving is good for us. Jesus is unchanged by the fact that only 1 out of 10 came to Him to give thanks. But the one who did come to Jesus is changed by His act of humble gratitude. Jesus tells him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." There's an implication there. It seems that the salvation he received from Jesus was even more profound and more total than the miraculous restoration of the body, which the other 9 also received. This was a whole new manner and way of being saved. So why do we go to Holy Mass? Why is it the center of our life, the center of each of our weeks? We don't go for entertainment. We don't go to feel good about ourselves. We go to remember, as a memorial, remembering the good things God has done and is doing in our lives, offering ourselves a sacrifice and thanksgiving for that generosity, and marveling at what we remember, who remember, marveling that the one who has brought about all these things is here with us. What a gift it is. We're not going to Mass just to feel good. We're going to Mass to give back to the Lord for all that He has given to us. Now, what would not going to Mass mean? Well, it's simply the same as those other nine who did not return to Jesus. It's ingratitude. Ingratitude to the one who asked us. It's one of the last things that He said on earth. Do this in memory of Me. The one who gave His life for us asked us to preserve and to keep this memorial in His name, so that His life might always be in us. Let us resolve today that every Sunday, for the rest of our lives, we will be true to that commandment of our Lord, to do this in memory of Me.